From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The U.S. Department of Labor announced new job numbers today. The economy added 169,000 new jobs in August, and unemployment fell slightly to 7.3%. At first glance, it may seem like things are getting better, but let's look closer with John Sylvia, Managing Director and Chief Economist at the Wells Fargo Economics Group. He joins us from Charlotte, North Carolina. John, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So a quick look at the numbers. At first, it seems promising. Manufacturing added jobs. Even government agencies, despite the sequester, added 17,000 new jobs in August. But throughout the recovery, if I'm reading this right, the growth has been disproportionately amongst lower wage jobs. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it right. Not significantly distorting, but more than in prior economic recoveries. So relative to prior recoveries, disproportionately among lower-wage jobs, oftentimes temporary workers, leisure and hospitality, and the retail trade.
So let's take a close look at the new unemployment number at 7.3%. What is it really telling us? Because labor force participation levels have fallen. So are we just seeing more and more people just dropping out of the workforce entirely and not looking?
Well, this month, certainly, we lost 300,000-plus workers out of the labor force. So, yes, the unemployment rate decline, you know, actually over the last 3 years has been in part driven by lower participation rates. And it's surprisingly, both men and women, we hear a lot about young people, 16 to 24-year-old, sort of dropping out. But one of the odd things is that even among prime-age females, 25 to 54, their labor force participation rate has also fallen.
And is it true that the number of people working or looking for work is at its lowest level since 1978?
Yeah, I mean, it really is surprising when you look at the labor force participation rate in general. It is at the lowest level. And again, remember, one of the things that really boosted that rate throughout the late 1970s, 80s, and 90s was young women getting an education and joining in the labor force. So women's participation made a big difference over the last 20 or 30 years, and that's been tailing off over the last 5 to 7 years.
Now, a lot of people are looking very closely at these job numbers, including the Fed, as they are trying to figure out how to modify economic policy on their side of things. So what actions do you think the Fed might take?
I think they will pursue their cuts in terms of their asset purchases, i.e. what's commonly called tapering. And I think it probably will begin in October after the September meeting. But I think the pace is probably to be very slow relative to what people had expected, simply because, you know, we're not making the kind of progress either in economic growth or in unemployment that we would have expected otherwise.
Okay, so we've just got a couple seconds, John, and I love to do this. I love to ask economists to look into their crystal balls. Do you think we're going to ever see unemployment drop below 7%?
Yes, below 7%, but it's going to be hard to get back to 6% to 6.5%.
So when do you see that 7 mark coming?
Oh, I think probably by early next year. But once again, remember, participation rates matter.
Okay, well, a little more good news. I like it. John Sylvia, Managing Director and Chief Economist at the Wells Fargo Economics Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.